Pastor Albert Howard of the Ann Arbor Different Church is running for president in 2012 and also the Ann Arbor School Board this year. Howard says his campaign is about transparency, safety, and spirituality. He says the first issue he wants to address is repealing this year's reduction in busing.
One of the first things that I would do as a school board member is to make sure that the children have buses to get to school, because right now, as I speak, there are, I believe, almost 1,500 children that are in the iffy position about not even being able to get to school.
Howard also has questioned district officials about prayer in school and if they will put the Bible in school as an historical document. He says if elected to the board, he will serve as a parent and put the emphasis on the kids in the district.
I would be transparent, I would be safety-minded, and I would want the child, the whole child, the triune spirit, soul, and body of that child to be balanced and for the children to feel safe.
Amar Iqbal is a project manager for alternative energy programs with degrees from Harvard and the London School of Economics. Iqbal says after working across the globe, he chose to live in Ann Arbor because of the perceived quality of the schools, but has begun to question if the district needs to do more to earn its reputation. Among his proposals are shifting to a longer school year, foreign language from first grade, and trying to reduce class size. Iqbal says he hopes to help the board increase transparency and community engagement.
I think the issue is to have the trust with the community, and I think we need to always keep that above many things, and so engage the community, not only the parents who have children in the school district, but also the taxpayers and the community members at large at how they can benefit from the school system.
Iqbal says his background in finance can help the district increase partnerships to enhance the curriculum and give Ann Arbor students an edge in the globally competitive education world.
I think there's a lot of collaborative opportunities with the schools, particularly through the university, through the municipality, and even working with the charter schools and private schools within our area.
Over the last couple of years, Patrick Leonard has volunteered and worked at Ann Arbor schools while attending the University of Michigan. Leonard says he decided to run for the school board after seeing how many students he was mentoring at Mitchell Elementary School were below grade level. Leonard says as a recent product of Ann Arbor Public Schools, he's in a good position to identify areas where the district can improve.
Going through the system where we can improve, and I know a lot of people in the community that have attended the Ann Arbor Public Schools, a lot of close friends, and I talked to them about, you know, what did you experience in your K to 12 years? How do you think we can improve? Because I think that the way to improve is people that have went through the system, that have experienced it.
Leonard says it will take the entire district working together to improve student achievement. He says the district needs to strive to improve the overall product to help attract and retain students.
We need to make sure that our district is not just focusing on certain areas, but we need to look at areas where we can improve like that with students with disabilities, because then parents will be more attracted to our district if we're offering a better all-around product.
Incumbent school board member Simone Lightfoot says she wants to continue to provide the school board with her policy experience and knowledge of coming through the district. She's proud of helping to make algebra mandatory in the eighth grade, getting the district to create an achievement gap plan, and focusing the board on trying to impact policy in Lansing. Lightfoot says, unfortunately, the school board needs to continue to work on the same issues they've been addressing.
We have to revisit issues around our budget. What do we do with the resources that are lacking? How do we address the state level and the barriers that they continue to pose? We have to deal with achievement. I mean, it's only going to be exacerbated with the new cut scores. We're going to see a whole group of students who heretofore had never been considered not proficient, now going to be considered not proficient, and that'll only exacerbate our challenges. We're going to have to deal with transportation issues. We're going to have to deal with issues around technology.
Larry Murphy says he got into the race because of the reductions in teachers that have led to increased class sizes. Murphy owns Precision Control, an auto parts maker that he says has made it through two recessions and global competition. Murphy says the skills he has used to cut administrative costs to keep his business competitive can also be used to help focus the district's budget on the classroom.
You have to really look at what features and functions there are in the administrative side and ask yourself, is that really value added? And also ask yourself, the money we're spending on that, is it worth doing that versus preventing more teacher cuts or actually bringing some teachers back? So it's that experience that I've gone through that I can bring to the school district.
Murphy says with two students at Lakewood Elementary, he's committed to Ann Arbor schools for the long run. He says he also wants to serve as a supporter of Ann Arbor teachers.
We should be spending more time asking the teachers what's working and what's not working in the classroom, because they know more than anybody, because they live it every day. So I just want to be known not just as the person who's trying to control costs, but the person that's trying to be an advocate and supportive of the teachers.
Andy Thomas has been on the school board since being chosen to fill a vacancy in May 2010. Thomas says on the board he's voted in favor of labor deals, saving the district $5 million, helped bring Superintendent Pat Green to the district, and voted against the large superintendent salary increase Green received when getting the job. Thomas says he wants to continue to work to make Ann Arbor schools an outstanding educational system despite financial challenges.
We certainly are going to have to deal with the budget, and I'm prepared to do that, but I'm hoping that we can also spend some time figuring out how we're going to accomplish this strategic plan that we've spent so much time developing.
One thing all of the candidates agree on is this election has been a lot of work as they try to stand out in a crowded field. Thomas says the real winner from this election will be the district.
The end result, I think, is going to be good for the school board. I think we're going to have a stronger school board, regardless of who's elected. I think it's going to be better to have gone through this competitive process and feel that the two trustees who are elected really do represent the choice of the people.
The two candidates who received the most votes Tuesday will win 4 years on the school board. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.